Now, Russia has criticized the U.S. for deploying long-range missiles against Syrian forces in the east of the country. Russia's defense ministry said in a statement that two HIMARS multiple rocket launchers were relocated from Jordan to U.S. Special Forces base in Al-Tanf. Now, according to the statement, U.S.-led forces have repeatedly launched attacks on Syrian government forces from the base. It also added that sending foreign weapons to Syria must be approved by the government in Damascus. The so-called U.S.-led coalition against Daesh has been conducting strikes inside Syria since 2014 without authorization from Damascus or mandate from the United Nations. And joining us now, we didn't have him earlier, we do now, there's Mr. Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today, joining us out of Washington. Hello, Mr. Duff, thanks for joining us. Now, the U.S. said that it will not get more involved in Syria than it already is. Yet, why are we getting sources on the ground telling us a different tale?
Well, this issue is a provocation, certainly a challenge to Russia. The HIMAR missile systems that the U.S. has moved in from Jordan have been repositioned forward over 100 miles. This puts the mobile command centers for all Syrian fronts, including the certainly the entire Damascus region, certainly those forces that are being deployed in Raqqa and Homs, those that are being deployed against Deir ez-Zor, all of the command systems are now under U.S. missiles that can reach with precision. And these are very expensive missiles. They are specifically built for decapitating military command and communications. Where they were, they couldn't be used against the Syrian army. Where they've been brought to, they can be used against no other force but the Syrian army. It's very obvious. You have the range of the missile just slightly under 300 miles. We have exactly where they've been put. You can draw an arc on a map around it and look at where the military operations are. And it's obvious to Russia that the U.S. is putting the Syrian army underneath American guns and putting the Syrian army at risk to what we see is more American mischief from the south toward a new war that's the U.S. is planning after the defeat of ISIS.
So how far do you feel that U.S., I mean, to what extent, you're saying that this is a prelude for an all-out intervention in Syria?
Well, the U.S., we believe, is in the process of breaking the Kurdish state away in Iraq. They're planning, this is what our analysts are telling us right now, that the U.S. is planning on disguising their new effort now. The last one, as someone who takes a careful look at conspiracy theories for reality, the coincidences that U.S. air attacks more often aid ISIS than work against ISIS, that American advanced weapons, especially Raytheon's TOW missiles, within weeks of manufacture are neatly delivered to terrorist organizations. You know, we noted this last week that U.S. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, who visited Syria early in the year, has submitted a bill to force the United States to stop aiding terrorists. And that's a virtual admission that the U.S. is knowingly supplying terrorist organizations. Well, we do know that ISIS is on the way out in Iraq. As Deir ez-Zor falls, Raqqa will fall. The Syrian army has made major advances. The only play the U.S. has is building a Kurdish-based force for taking as much of Iraq as possible. And the Kurds may be willing accept American help and to divide, in this case, eastern Syria and take oil-rich Raqqa and oil-rich Deir ez-Zor and build a Kurdish state to partner with what we're looking at, maybe the breakaway Kurdish state that we're hearing so much about in Iraq, and divide both of these nations. It's not just Syria that's going to go down, but it's going to be Iraq as well, and the nation that will be built between them will be a puppet state, a puppet militaristic state, And we'll keep the U.S. on the ground here, if allowed,
Thank you.
For generations.
Thank you, Mr. Gordon Duff, for your contribution to the program. Joining us out of Washington, senior editor at Veterans Today.